We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we are talking with our guests from USD 3 to 3 Manhattan Ogden Schools, from the school board, Daryl Eady, and Director of Teaching and Learning, Paula Haug, joining us here. We always save a part of this program to talk about donations and grants, and I'll let Daryl handle that.
Well, it's the end of the year, so they've kind of slowed down, but we do have one donation. That's a $2,520 cash donation from Frank Bergman Elementary PTO to Frank Bergman Elementary for reading counts licensing. That's the only one for tonight, but you know, we've had a lot throughout the year and we really appreciate all of them. So,
yeah, well, good to hear. We got some other stuff here to get to on tonight's agenda. Paula, I understand you have some information on collaboration time.
Yeah, so one of the reports from Teaching and Learning on an annual basis is the Professional Learning and Collaboration Report. And of course, because of COVID and hybrid learning, things did look a little bit different last year, but I'm really proud to say that professional learning and collaboration did continue to happen throughout the year. In some cases, the collaboration happened even more as grade levels and departments pulled together to ensure that they were providing access and the best instructional opportunities for the students as possible. One of the pieces of this that we'll go through is the professional development and the process for how professional development is determined, the needs assessment. We will go over the results for that, provide some of that data for the staff, as well as some from the special education side with Ms. Andrea Teedy. We will have her come in and share what does this look like and how are we meeting the needs as identified as areas from the state that we do have deficiencies or room for growth is a better way of phrasing that. So I'm excited to be able to share information with the board, with the public about where we are and the why behind some of the decisions that we're making and some of the directions that we're moving in. Again, all aligning with a strategic framework and making sure that each thing that we do does explicitly line up with one of those objectives within that so that we are succinct in our mission and vision as a district.
Was there anything in the data that you'll be presenting tonight that surprised you?
I think that our staff definitely has recognized in the past year the need for self-care, the need for school mental health, all of those components, both as adults as well as students. So Andrea does oversee two school mental health liaisons, Carrie Hewins and Sam Brown, who are incredible assets to this district. So seeing that need and seeing our staff be able to identify that need is really powerful and really reinforces the work that we're doing and that we are meeting the needs of the district and going on the correct path.
All right.
The collaboration time is something we started some 9 years ago, maybe to start really focusing in on the individual students and their needs and to help give teachers time for that, you know, to talk either amongst their grade itself or up and down with the PE teachers, the music teachers, the art teachers, you know, the different groups, so they could really focus in on the student and find out what really makes them tick, and, you know, what we can do to help them. And then that kind of moved into the MTSS program, the multi-tier student success, and even into the program we're talking about tonight, improving with the reading and math. And that's really to focus in on the individual students and their, you know, their weaknesses and some of their strengths and how to really pull them up and help them out. So the collaboration time was really one of the benchmarks, the starting point for us to really push all that forward.
Great.
Absolutely, Daryl. And this is one of the few districts, Brandon, that I've worked with that does have that dedicated teacher time where administrators, anyone cannot dictate what that time is. There are parameters for the educators of what should be a part of that time, but it truly is, it's teacher directed collaboration, and it's pretty exciting to see the things that they do during that time and the ideas that are shared. So good things happening for sure.
Awesome. Well, good. That's good to hear. As far as construction is concerned, we've seen a lot of it going on in the district. You can go by just about any school and you'll see some dirt moving. What's the latest you can tell us, Daryl?
Well, I can tell you that there has been a lot of dirt taken care of. There's two buildings that were supposed to be for like a 5-year temporary modular program. It's been there for probably 20 years or more. We finally got those removed. We're adding some more parking and bus, off-street bus parking to help the students get in off the buses. We arranged some playgrounds. We got some interior work being done at some of the different schools. And of course, Bergman has a big project going with their resource areas. And of course, the brand new school, if you've been out there, I was out there Sunday and driving around it. It's just awesome. Yeah. I mean, I just love seeing another new school going up and being able to handle the needs of the district, you know, as far as students and as far as there's a lot of SPED program going on out there that has really been needed. That's really Bergman and some of the other schools.
Have they got the driveway paved out there? I haven't been out to Oliver Brown probably in about a month.
Parts of it, yes. Yeah. So you kind of go around the backside from the south, I think it is, and the pouring parts of it in the very front, and also the backside on the north side, you can kind of get around part of there and just look on the outside. But hopefully by, what is it, July, the end of July, middle of July, we'll be able to actually go into it. And it'll be done. It's exciting times.
I imagine we'll have a big ribbon cutting or something like that at some point.
I'm really hoping, and I'm hoping we can invite back a lot of the old board members that have had a lot to do with this. I'm thinking Leah and David and Pat, some of the others that, you know, we worked some hard hours getting that thing done.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's exciting to see. I know my daughter goes to Marlette, and they tore down her favorite tree. And my little one mentions it, too. Every time we drive by there, she's like, her favorite tree's gone. Like, well, they're improving it. They're making improvements. They're going to have more parking. It's going to be better. And I know we've seen some of the other schools, too. Bergman, obviously, you mentioned. Lee and some of the others. Manhattan High School, obviously, has got a big construction project going on. But
well, there's a whole wing at Marlette that's actually being revamped a little bit too. So
yeah,
they'll be astonished if they're going there.
Yeah, and forgive me. When will all these projects be wrapped up? I know it's kind of a multi-year thing. This is where are we at? Are we about midway through this?
Oh, I think we're much further than midway. We're probably, well, with the new one being done in July. The ones that are hanging out there will be the high school after this year, the storage and the new central kitchen should be done this summer. I mean, there's Marlette, Lee, Bergman should all be done.
The middle schools will both be ready for student occupancy in August as well.
Yeah.
Right. The gym, the Anthony Rick facility is already completed and open, and the Eisenhower should be 1st of August.
Mm-hmm.
They should have a ribbon cutting then, which also is part of the school and their gyms and everything else. So it's all part of our construction as well. So, yeah, we got 6 graders going up there this fall. We all got to be done.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is exciting to see that. And I've been to the Anthony Rec Center multiple times. That's a fantastic project. I think a lot of folks are happy with the collaboration that was able to be done with the school district and the city of Manhattan on that. So good work on that. Other items of note, I know there will be probably some public comment tonight on the CTRL, the cultural teaching and learning subject. Of course, nothing's on the agenda for that tonight here, but do you anticipate you'll see a turnout here this evening, Daryl?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, especially coming close to elections. And I'm sure we actually have a primary this time.
Right.
That's amazing for us. I think that's cool. So there'll probably be a lot of reports and ideas and stuff at those meetings as well. So it'll be interesting to hear everybody's viewpoints and thoughts on that. And there's some tweaking that all needs to be done. On all that stuff. I think one of the other probably as important is we're going to have the health report tonight, you know, from the nurses, and even though we had COVID going on, they saw a lot of patients and a lot of kids. It's just amazing the amount of work they do. Of course, you know, I worked in the hospital for 10 and a half years, and I know nurses are, you know, they're just great. They do a lot of stuff. Doctors are terrific too, but those guys get in there and really get into the mess of it. They deal with a lot of stuff. You know, they deal with the CP, muscular dystrophy, muscle disorders, epilepsy, autism, cardiac, cancer, you know, all sorts of things within our schools that you wouldn't think of.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an interesting report tonight.
Absolutely. Well, school board does meet at 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center, and you can, those meetings are open to the public. They also stream those online on their Facebook page or the YouTube channel. Either one is where you can find it. Anything else we need to, before we sign off here?
No, thank you so much for letting me join in today for Dr. Wade.
Yep. Great talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. As always, it's a great time to be out there and see you guys.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Paula Haug, Daryl Eady, our guests here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from the Manhattan Fire Department up next on News Radio KMAN.